If you're just tuning in for the second date update, Bruce is on the phone with us. He's currently experiencing one of the most frustrating things in dating. He went out with a girl. They had a great date, seemed to click on every level. Mm-hmm. Even after the date, they made plans to go out on another date, like scheduled plans. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she just stopped talking to him. And she wasn't a total dog face, which is nice, too. She was attractive. So Bruce is trying to figure out why she's not calling him back. All right, Bruce. We're about to give her a call and find out. You ready?
Yeah, I am.
What's the best case scenario for you in this?
That she was really busy or she lost her phone.
Okay.
I'm praying she lost her phone.
Yeah. And she couldn't hop on the internet to contact you via Facebook or where, eHarmony, where you guys met. There's she dropped off the grid for a little while. Maybe she's homeless and we find that out.
Oh, thank God.
There was no way to get a hold of you. That's the only thing that I can think could be good in this scenario.
All right. Prepare for the worst, I think, is what they're saying.
Here we go, man. I'm going to dial the phone number right now.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Madison, please?
This is she.
Hello, Madison. How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
From where? I'm sorry.
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show.
You're looking for Madison?
Yes, I am. I'm calling you today because we recently got an email about you.
Okay.
It was from somebody that you went out on a date with. His name is Bruce.
Okay.
And Bruce told us a little bit about your date, and he's very curious why you just kind of stopped talking to him. So he asked us to see if we could get you on the phone and find out why.
Okay. It's kind of awkward.
It's kind of awkward.
Understandable.
Yeah, this is a very awkward thing, but Bruce really wants to know if he did something wrong on your date. He had nothing but nice things to say about you. But he also said that you made plans with him to go out, like the next Friday after you guys had your date, and then you just bailed.
I mean, that just kind of happened. I do apologize, and I feel bad.
Hey, Madison, have you ever had somebody do that to you where you're really kind of into them and you want to go out with them again, they just stop talking to you?
Yes.
It's pretty frustrating, right?
It is. I do understand. It is very frustrating.
So then...
And I do apologize.
Okay, well, don't you think it'd be cool to, like, let Bruce know why you blew him off?
I guess I can explain to you. I just would feel like I would hurt his feelings.
Okay.
So I don't want him to know.
Well, you could tell us, and then we'll figure out a way to tell him where it doesn't hurt his feelings.
Yeah, and relay the message gently.
Okay.
Okay, so we had a good time. He was very nice, and when the date finished, he called me back. And he just, said thank you. And that was actually really nice. I really appreciated that. So we talked on his way home. And then he got home and proceeded to get off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know obviously I highly doubt he knows he did this. And I am in the wrong for this a little bit too. But he didn't hang up.
Uh-huh.
And
so you stayed on. Anytime anybody does that to me, by the way, I stay on the phone the whole time too, just
you
to listen
do?
for a little bit, just to see what they're doing.
You guys are such voyeurs.
I want to catch somebody being like pervy or something,
It wasn't pervy.
Oh,
I wasn't
damn.
Being the perv. I just, I was just kind of curious, I guess.
For sure.
What did you hear?
Well, at first, I just heard rustling, and I was like, oh, okay, he's home. And then I heard a guy's voice, and I was like, ooh, he's going to have a conversation. That's when I was like, I'm definitely listening.
Oh,
and
no.
He said to the guy, I just went on a date. I'm going to marry that girl.
Oh.
Oh.
That's really cute.
Or really creepy.
Yeah, exactly. It goes one of two ways. Like, Brooke is practically ready to slide off her seat right now. And Jose's like, whoa, that's creepy.
It freaked me out. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so that's why I've been avoiding him, because I don't think that you can tell if you're going to marry somebody after one date.
Yeah.
Maybe
so
you just can't, feel, you but feel other like it people was, could.
You feel like it was too much?
Too soon.
Yeah, way too much. And granted, yeah, like, I had a great time with him. It was fun. But when, you know, like, the first thing that he says when he gets home is, I'm going to marry that girl. It's just, what?
But the thing is, I mean, you couldn't see his face. You don't know, I mean...
Brooke's trying so hard for like the storybook love tale thing right now.
Seriously, I think some people can tell after the first date, and I think you're you could have found like the coolest guy you'll ever meet.
Or you could have found a stage 5 clinger.
But
it all depends how you interpret it. This is how she's interpreting it. I mean, that's how it made her feel.
Should be mutual, right?
Yeah. But that's the risk of dating, right? They're all these either clingers or romantics.
Yeah, and that's the vibe that she got from this dude, obviously, that he's a clinger right away.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly the vibe that I got. And, you know, like, hey, that's fine for you maybe, but not for me. I want somebody to want to get to know me first.
Before you talk about marriage, all right.
Exactly.
Well, Madison, thank you. I appreciate it. I'll make sure to let Bruce know in the nicest way possible.
Okay, I hope that helps.
All right, and the only nice way I can think of is to let you know that he's on the other line and just heard that.
What? Are you serious?
Yes, I am.
It's kind of
Bruce, funny. Say hi to Madison.
Hi, Madison. Madison, I can't believe you actually heard that. I'm at a complete loss for words.
Do you remember saying that to your whoever you were talking? Who were you talking to, by the way, Bruce?
Yeah, I was talking to my roommate.
Okay.
I walked in, and, you know, and my roommate, you know, kind of was sarcastic, being like, "Yo, dude, how'd the date go?" You know, so. I thought of the first thing that was on top of my head. You know, like,
man.
I think I love her, man. I want to marry her. You know, or something like
that. That's cool to say to your roommate, but you definitely don't want the person that you just went on a date with, a first date, to hear that.
Madison, I really wish you would have let me know that you heard that. You know, and we could have cleared some things up, you know, but.
So, what, like, are you taking it back? Do you not mean it anymore? Or what do you mean by that?
So kind of what I meant was where I was at with my excitement was, yeah, I could definitely see, you know, things going, you know, forward. If that's, you know, kind of how things were with us all the time, you know, the more and more we started being together, you know, and, you know, I don't know, you know. It might turn into love.
Such an awkward thing to try to explain.
Madison, I mean, can't you give this guy a chance? I mean, I know that it's a lot of pressure, but haven't you ever just felt overwhelmed and maybe you exaggerated your feelings a little?
Yeah.
Sure, but I don't know. It's like hearing something that you're not supposed to. It's hard to come back from that because now it's on such a ground of embarrassment.
Why don't we turn it into a joke?
Why don't we just forget it ever happened and turn it into a joke?
I mean, if it has to always be remembered, I mean, we did have a good time. You know, we had an amazing time. It's actually one of the best dates that I've been on in years.
Bruce, I think you need to downplay it a little more. Don't call the date amazing. Don't call it awesome. Just be like, it was cool or whatever, Madison. I mean, I didn't really care too much. That sounds like what Madison is into.
Yeah.
Oh, Madison, stop being so scared of love.
Yeah.
Come on, Madison.
Oh, I'm not scared. I just, you know, want to make smart decisions and not,
I know.
You know.
That's good.
But he could have said, like, horrible things about you. He could talk about, like, your boobs or your butt or how he wanted to bang you.
That happened after Madison hung up. I guarantee it.
No.
Like, you actually found a sweet, caring man that really wants to find love someday. He's not saying it's necessarily with you right now.
No, I think he did say that.
Well, yeah, I just tried to help him out.
I don't know. It's just, that's like a lot of pressure. I mean, I'm still pretty young.
Yeah.
So
all right.
That's, you know, it's always going to be like in the back of my head. Like,
well, sweet. Then we should send you guys out again. Madison, would you like to go out on a second date with Bruce? I'll pay for it.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Madison. Give him one more shot.
Madison, I really wish it didn't happen, but it did. You know, I mean, I'm definitely in it for as take it date by date. I don't have a problem with that. I just got really excited about you as a person. So, Madison, will you go out one more time with me?
Hey, Madison, if you wouldn't have been such a snoop and listened in on his conversation, would you go out with him if you didn't hear what he said?
That's a good question.
I mean, yeah, I would have.
Okay.
I absolutely would have.
So it's your own fault.
Hey, there you go.
Hey, now.
So you should go out with him again.
Come on.
I mean, I feel so guilty about all of this. I mean, I guess I kind of owe it to you.
There you go.
So you're saying yes?
Congratulations, Bruce.
Yeah.
You got yourself a pity date.
I'm sorry, Bruce.
You know, I'll take it. I'll take it. Thanks. Yeah.
I'm excited to go out with you, Bruce.
Yay.
Yeah, I guess it's whatever.
Yeah. See, that's how you have to play.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I mean, I might be busy that night, but we'll see.
Thanks, Jubal.